to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. Always a freak out that's going on. There's always a freak out that's going on in the news. There's always the latest carrot dangling in front of Donald Trump that can take him down for good. Everything the deep state does, and the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, who are rhinos, every effort they make is to bring down Donald Trump. And they will use whoever they can, whatever they can, to achieve the goal. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care about who they kill. They don't care how many lives are ruined. If it makes Trump look bad, and if they can remove him because of whatever is going on, they will allow it. The rioting that went on all throughout the Summer of Love during a pandemic. By the way, it was during, after they let us go through a pandemic that did not have to be a pandemic. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that people weren't getting sick from something and they weren't dying of something. But what I am saying is, I won't go into that because that's a different topic altogether. They are dying of something, but what are they dying of? What are they sick of is the question. But they've allowed it to go on. Let's just play along for a minute and say that the entire pandemic was real. Now we're finding out, what we already knew, but it's coming out in the news now, that they knew about this stuff in 2019. And I did a podcast before stating that they were putting, when it was giving everyone the flu shot in Wuhan in 2018, the year before, they was putting in the flu shots a different form of the coronavirus that was modified, probably with the mRNA, which not really is the biggest, that's a big deal, but also with the I believe the nanobites. They actually have it on the websites that they put in is the synthetic modification. Synthetic always usually means that they put it in something that's machine based. I know it's different when you use it in biology and when you use it in the oil industry. Synthetic could be oil, where it's not necessarily metal machines in there, but it could just be a name itself. But my point is, they engineered it. They put it in the vaccine because they wanted to cause a reaction that will come the year later from the 5G, the radiation. And it would trigger whatever they put in the vaccine from last year. And it happened here in the U.S. Everyone who had the flu shot in 2019 got COVID, really bad COVID. Put that in air quotes, really bad. They didn't care who they hurt. The party of equality, the party of unity, the party of let's not make black people mad. Let's not kill blacks anymore. Let's not let, and notice I say anymore because they were the party in the past who had us in chains. Now the same party, today is trying to lecture us about racism in America and equality in America and freedom in America. The very party who was against all these things wants to lecture us on this stuff now. They've allowed 9/11 to happen. Oklahoma bombing to happen. They've allowed wars to go on. Endless wars to go on over nothing. And we over there taking out terrorists, but we over there creating conflict in Afghanistan, in Iran, in Iraq, Saudi Arabia. We're creating the wars. They don't want us there. It's not rocket science. All because they have an agenda to move forward. And they're not interested in who has to die to achieve it. They engineer false flag attacks everywhere. Rioting. Fear campaigns. all to gain control over the people so that they can change the Constitution for good. And now we have this thing that happened in Florida. The building collapsed, blew up probably. I'm actually know for a fact that it blew up. Not just for what I've seen, but for what I have heard. And now we're sitting here with another fear campaign. After we've had two impeachments, 2.5 years or 3 years of investigations into Russia, the Ukrainian hoax, pay for play hoax. And now we have a member of the Trump organization, the CFO of the company, being indicted on charges of tax evasion. And it's like, when is it ever about the people? Because if you're going to go after regular citizens for any old kind of act of crime, doesn't matter what it is, then you're not causing anyone to feel comfortable with being in this country. Why would they keep their company in this country, knowing that you're turning into a dictatorship? Why? Why would they even want to hire people anymore? You keep dragging folks through courts, making them pay all these fines, and making them pay all these court fees and legal fees. And then what do they want to do? They want to cut back on the spending. The people don't feel comfortable with your leadership. This is not even a Republican issue anymore, y'all. There are a lot of Democrats out there who are bothered by this. And I don't mean just the common folk who run around, because a lot of the common folk who just vote, a lot of them are just sleep. They're just sheep, okay? Let's keep it real. A lot of them are just brain dead sheep. They're not leaders. They don't want to lead. They want to be led. How do I know? Because whatever the crowd says, they're running right with the crowd. Nobody has the guts to stand up and to say something different, even if it makes you look stupid, makes you feel like an outsider. To stand up and to say something different. But the people who have the careers, the jobs, the ones who create jobs, the ones who understand, you know, I'll probably say this here. Let me say this here. This is not a slap at anybody. Okay, it's the reality. If you do not create your own income, then you don't fully understand the struggle. I'm not judging anybody. If you get up every day and you go to a 9-to-5 and you don't own the job. The job owns you. They tell you when to come. They tell you when to go. They tell you what your salary is. You get paid whatever you get paid. You do your 8 hours or whatever it is, and you go home and you get paid. If you're in that boat and never been on the other side, you have no idea the struggle. No idea how hard it is to create income out of thin air, and how important it is to keep creating the same income every month out of thin air. And how fast you can lose the income do you create it out of thin air. It's a different mindset, right? It's hard. No one wants to do that because it requires more effort. My point is this. In politics, in this country, we have those type of mindset people who understand the struggle of being different and doing the harder thing, and the ones who just go along with the system. I just be an employee. Nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying. I just be an employee. And you're used to having things given to you to the point where you don't even respect it. And I'm not talking about money anymore. I'm talking about life. Having welfare. Having all these things here in life. And you go along with the agenda without realizing that you're walking like a robot. But when you start creating things and do the harder thing, then it makes you think outside the box. And these people who have the careers, who have the businesses, they're the ones who are really starting to freak out here. The economy is falling apart over their actions. And they know it. And they know it. Well, y'all, I'm on Facebook still. I'm going to keep on saying follow me on Facebook for now, even though I don't really want to use Facebook anymore because they have this new policy now where they're trying to get your friends to report you as a terrorist. Have you guys seen this crap before on Facebook? They're actually asking you to report someone that you know on your friends list who's becoming an extremist. Now, this is in light of what Joe Biden has started to say. Actually, Merrick Garland began to say, and even Joe Biden too, in a recent presser last week, where he said that he wants people to start pointing out those who are becoming extremists. And it was Merrick Garland that pushed this as well. And then all of a sudden, Facebook followed suit and started putting up these little disclaimers on your site, you know, asking you if you found someone who is maybe becoming an extremist, or they warn you against someone who was reported as being an extremist. So now if I show up on someone's feed after being reported, you know, as an extremist, then they send you a warning saying that, oh, Stefan is becoming an extremist. He's very harmful. Here's what you can do to stop this. And it's like, what's next? You're going to start having people send me to report me as a criminal? So I'm probably done with Facebook, y'all. I don't even care about, when it gets to that point for me, it's a wrap. I ain't about to sit up here, you know, and be the sheep, you know, just because it's, you know, I'm our friends there. I'm gone. Okay, so I'm on Facebook for now. I want to stay there. I'm still going to report. I'll give you the link to those who want to go there, and I'll tell you where I'm going next. Okay, so I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/StefanRudd. I'm only going to tell you where I'm going. I'm not going to be sitting there posting up this stuff anymore when I get back out of jail. I'm in jail, Facebook jail, for another 2 weeks. So facebook.com/StefanRudd. Telegram is where I'm going to be at, you know, for sure. Telegram, t.me/StefanRudd. I'm also on Rumble. Rumble.com/C/StefanRudd. I'm on Gap as a backup at Fon, PHON. And then they have a new app now by Trump that launches on this Sunday. It's called Getter, Gettr. I didn't get into the program yet. Right now, they're in beta testing, so I didn't get in just yet. Some people got in, but I didn't get in yet. So I probably won't be able to get in until this Sunday when they launch. They launch on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. And so when they launch, I'm rushing there quick and get my name reserved before someone takes it, you know, and then hopefully I can get that without anyone steal my name. And then you'll see me on, I give my link to it to Getter, okay? And that's, it's a new Twitter style site basically. And then if I'll use Telegram for the Facebook style of posting, and I'll use Getter for the Twitter side of, so I'm leaving Twitter too, okay? So that's that. All right. So I'm over here, and you know, like I said in the monologue here, I'm just seeing how these people are operating, how their minds think, and these people are really sick, and they want to destroy Trump so bad that they don't care who they hurt in the process. They don't care what they damage. They don't care how they have to get you. And then the ones who are sheep, who are used to going along with the system, and that's all I meant by the employee versus the employers thing, okay? I wasn't trying to be elitist. I'm not even, you know, I'm not even in the category of these guys anyway. I create my own income, but I'm not really at that level. So, my point is this, that when you're forced to find ways to be creative with your livelihood, just to be able to make money and survive, then it forces you to think more, using more with your brain, think critically with your brain, and then you're able to. It's also the same thing also in science, and if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're a scientist, and you know, whatever, and there's different fields that makes you use your brain a little bit more than others. Okay, so this is why you'll see certain people who have a creative mind break out of the sheep mode first, Because when you think creatively, you always want to draw outside of the lines at some point in time. And that's what makes you, that makes you think more away from the norm. And if you're balanced like I am, you know, I'm very logical, but also very creative. I went to school for art. Well, at first I had a full scholarship for art and I turned it down, but I was good enough to get, that scholarship for art. So I was very creative my entire life. I'm into music, where I was, but I still play piano. You know, I did paintings and drawings and stuff, and wrote poems and wrote stories and stuff. So I was really good creatively, but I'm also very good at thinking, using my brain to and finding information and painting the picture based on what I see, right? So the ones who are thinking outside of the box, because they're always forced to, your career makes you think outside the box. It's not hard for you to be a leader, to break apart from what everyone is saying, what you're seeing all over the place, and just becoming an elite thinker in the area of politics, where you can see what's going on. And then when I say something like, this guy could be a body double, you may not believe it, but you don't think it's impossible, versus somebody else who said, nah, come on, man, you're crazy. You watch too much TV, right? So now I'm just doesn't get the way here. So the sheep are out there, and the sheep are out there, just going along with the narrative. And here's a piece in CBS News. Right, and this headline is for the sheep. It says Trump, and this is old news now, but I have to get through it still. Okay, Trump organization and CFO Alan Weiselberg charged with 15 counts in alleged tax. Alleged. That's funny. They even put the fact that the BS is in the headline. Alleged tax fraud scheme. Is it tax fraud or is it alleged? Which one is it, y'all? See, the only reason why they use the word alleged is because it's not been proven yet. See, and this is how they use these words to try to trick people into, oh my God, it's over. Or the other side, be like, yes, we got them. It's alleged, which means that they're making the crap up and they're hoping it sticks. Possibly. Well, this is how we interpret liberal media. Okay, usually alleged means that they don't want to accuse someone before it's been proven. But liberal media is that we're making it up from anonymous sources. So he's been charged with 15 counts of alleged tax fraud scheme. Now watch this here. Lawyers for the Trump company. Excuse me. My voice is really, really itchy this morning. Trump org and one of his top executives pleaded not guilty to a slew of charges in a lower Manhattan courtroom on Thursday as prosecutors alleged a 16-year scheme. See, this is ridiculous. How can you allege a 16-year scheme if you have that much freaking evidence? If you have 16 years of evidence, is it alleged anymore? But see, they have to say alleged because they don't have no evidence. They're fishing. But they have to put it in the news without being accused or being sued for libel. They got to be able to put it in the news. Libel is print, lying in print. What's that one? Slander is lying, verbally. Okay, just so you know. Legal terms. So if I print a lie, then it's libel. If I speak a lie on TV or something, then it becomes slander, right? So they're trying to avoid libel since this here is print. So they say alleged 16-year-old scheme of brazen fraud and tax evasion by former President Trump's namesake company, right? It's not former, by the way. He's still president. A grand jury, this is crazy, they got a grand jury for this crap. A grand jury returned a 15-count indictment listing the Trump organization and Alan Weiselberg, its chief CFO, late Wednesday evening, prosecutor from Manhattan. No, I'm not going to read any more crap because they're trying to find out what sticks to this guy, right? They're throwing stuff at him and seeing what sticks. And this piece here actually ends pretty fast. It's only like 4 or 5 paragraphs, y'all. And that was designed to get people talking, to get folks thinking, oh my God, he's doing rallies again. He wants to be president again. Oh my God, he's out there. He's about to go down for whatever. It's to change the headlines and the narratives. That's it. Now, watch this here. This came from a friend and fellow patriot on Telegram, okay? And I won't say her name. I don't know if she wants to be held privately or kept privately or not, but this is her breakdown of this thing a little bit here. She sent me the New York Times version, okay, of this, and she put bullets and stuff, and I won't read the bullets, but I'll read the parts that the highlights of what she said here. So the charges are in against Trump, org CFO. Drum roll, please. Right. So they say in the Times, in the New Times, in the New York Times. See, New York charged Mr. Weisselberg with failing to pay taxes. Watch this, on leased Mercedes Benz bonuses and a rent free apartment paid for by the company. Let me get this straight, y'all. You brought him in here for tax evasion, right? Tax evasion. Meaning, I'll get there in a minute. But you're charging him with failing to pay taxes. People, those are not the same two things, y'all. Tax evasion is illegal. It shouldn't be, but it is. Failing to pay taxes is not illegal. You can tax evasion is when you're not filing the taxes. That's called tax evasion. When you have property, you have income, and you don't report it. Which happens a lot within the restaurant business because a lot of the servers get paid tips and they don't report their tips. Tax evasion is happening every day. By the thousands. Now watch this here. Tax evasion is not a crime in a sense. It shouldn't be, but it is. But it's not a crime to not pay your taxes. They can't lock you up for not paying taxes, y'all. As long as you filed it, they can't. So what this will end up being is, this is going to be a fine. Are you hearing me? All this hoopla. So you're saying that he leased a Mercedes Benz, or Mercedes Benz is plural. He had bonuses, right? And rent-free apartment. Now, rent-free apartment means that, you know, the corporation itself pays for the property. Now, here's the problem with that, excuse me, with that charge. See, when you have a corporation, everyone who has one knows this, but it's small or large, doesn't matter. When you have a corporation, the corporation is basically a legal person, okay? It's like it's literally a legal person. And when you get that tax ID number, that's literally like having another person. So you're not the owner of the company. Trump doesn't own anything. He controls the companies. Why? Because you can't control a person. And a corporation is a legal person. So they have their own credit score, their own backgrounds and, you know, credit history that don't affect yours. So I can create a corporation today, drive that crap to the ground, and then shut it down. My own personal credit is never touched. I can go out, create a new corporation, give it a new background, right? New, I can buy, you know, some trade lines, some trade histories, let them go on the account, right? And create a new background and start a new corporation, get more loans, and all of the debt and the income or the history and the risk stays in the company. This is a common thing. Everyone does. Everyone in the business arena does this. Everyone does. So when it says in the piece here that he lived in a rent-free apartment paid for by the company, what he's saying is the corporation already paid for the for the apartment. It's not rent-free for the corporation, but he's paying corporate taxes. So it's still paid for. Are you hearing me? It's still paid for. So the corporation still paid the taxes on this thing, but it's just that he happens to be living in it without paying his own personal, using his own personal income because it's already paid for. He's being charged with that. An act that every person who has a corporation does. They do that crap gone nuclear, y'all. They have cars, they have houses. You think anyone rich really owns most of their houses? They are being put into the corporation's names. A lot of them are the properties, the islands, the cars. He's being charged with stuff, y'all, that has nothing to do with tax evasion. And because of that, it makes the entire charges, all the charges they've been charged with, bogus. And so we have these people up here, these bogus charges that to ordinary folk just look like, you know, oh, he's been hit with 15 counts of tax evasion. And the reality is, none of this stuff here is tax evasion. None of it is. The Mercedes-Benz was probably leased in the company name. Therefore, the taxes were paid by the corporation. The bonuses, well, you know, who knows how that can go. If it's cash, you know, it probably isn't taxed. You know, but he still had to file it. He didn't pay taxes on them. Oh, boy. It says Mr. Trump was not charged, you think? But an indictment of the company that carries his name strikes a blow to the former president, just as he has resumed holding rallies. You see, y'all? So now we know what the whole point of this bogus arrest is to cast a shadow of doubt that he's an honest man during his rallies. Does that work for you guys? Do you stop saying, well, I'm not going to vote for Trump because he didn't pay his taxes. Do you say that? No, but you will say this pedophile over here, I can't vote for him. This guy, Joe Biden is a bigot. He's a racist. You know, I don't say that often. This guy and Vernon Jones, I mean, he killed it, man. He came out to CNN and called Joe Biden a bigot on the air, press conference with Rudy Giuliani. And he said to them, CNN, they're bigots. They call black people stupid. He called black folks stupid in a sentence. Says they were being disenfranchised because we can't go online to figure out how to use the internet, right? So we can get a voter, you know, so we can. Why can he say stuff like that? How can he say stuff like that and not anger anybody on the left? You know why? Because they're racist too. The blacks as well. They're racist. And we have a racist mindset. It don't faze you when people say racist stuff. Even though if somebody call you the N-word, you will. But you're not offended by the fact that, you know, that he said that we can't even figure out how to go online to get an ID. To get a free ID or go down to DMV and get a free ID. We can't afford a free ID. We can't get an ID because we can't figure out how to go online. Or rather, vote because we can't figure out how to go online and register to vote. Really? It's racist. It's bigoted. But this is their guy. So this is one thing that is going to fall apart real fast, you know, for these guys here. They do not have anything on Trump. And I told you all that on Telegram. I said, do not lose heart here. They have nothing on Trump. Absolutely nothing on him. Even if Mr. Trump parlays the charges, into something immediate goodwill from his supporters, he has denounced the investigation as political persecution. He could face the costly distraction, of a trial if he attempts to mount another campaign for the president. See, do you see? Now they're just telling you what it's about now. Now they're literally telling you, our plan is to just make him not be able to run for president because they think they're in control. And they think that Trump is trying to run in 2024 when he's really trying to get rid of you now and get back in. But keep believing what you want to believe, because at the end of the day, you're going to go to jail. And when you do, we'll all celebrate. So Trump came out with this new social media network called Getter. And everyone's, you know, freaking out. I never seen so much freak out within the first few hours of them announcing it in my life. People are out there going off about Getter. It's a trap site. It's a trap site, and oh my God, it's getting better. I've seen the reviews on the Android store. I mean, it was only 500 downloads at a time. Oh, it's full of porn. Oh, it's full of fake accounts. I'm like, how do you know all this? And it just came out like 2 hours ago. But yet Twitter has all kinds of porn. Twitter has all Facebook, Twitter, all IG, all kinds of porn. All kinds of fake accounts. That's fine, right? Even though it ain't true that it's full of porn. Then folks are like, well, this is, you know, this app, you know, isn't Trump's app because it just can't be. Well, let's draw the lines here, because Jason Miller was Trump's one of Trump's senior aides. I don't care, you know, if he worked for Clinton's back in the 2017. And people start saying, well, he was a Clinton employee 5 years ago. Guess who else was a Clinton employee or a lawyer 5 years ago? Alan Dershowitz. And who did Trump have on his team to help him get past two impeachments? Alan Dershowitz. You can't always look at someone's connection to the past. I know a guy who used to work for the Clinton org, a high-ranking guy, and he is nowhere. He had no idea about the trafficking of kids and none of that stuff. No idea. Good guy. You cannot draw lines to every single, if they know the Clintons, if they work for Clinton, you cannot say, oh, see, there you go. See, he's a Clinton aide. That means he's not right. Really, man? You can't do that to every scenario. You have to use common sense here and use logic. It isn't just one connection. It's how many connections are there. Yes, he worked for the Clintons. Okay, what was his role? What did he do? How long was he there? You know, do you have any other evidence that shows that he was a part of something more nefarious? Because there are employees in every crime cartel, there are people who are oblivious to what's going on. They're just employees. Even the mafia had companies where people worked for them and had no clue that they were a front for drugs. So he started the Getter. Jason Miller stepped down from, resigned from, with Trump's blessing, by the way. He talked about Miller all the time on Telegram. And also, you know, Miller was out there. You can look up the videos. He's out there fighting for the integrity of our election for like the last, you know, 6-7 months. He's been on TV fighting for this, you know, for months. Okay. Trump trusted him up to now. And he finally resigned on June 15th to head a company in this space. And Trump acknowledged that and said that he thinks that he'll do well. He has his full support. Why? Because it's his company that he was going to head, y'all. And then last week, Trump says, next week, I'm going to start my company next week. He didn't say it in those words. He said, next week, I'm going to shake up big tech in a big way. And next week is here. And the only thing that came on the scene that's a shakeup is Getter. And within hours, we have a full-blown campaign to smear the company. We are in the middle, y'all, of InfoWars here. Massive InfoWars here. If you aren't careful, you'll be caught up in it. I know Lynn Wood says, you know, that he's not going to post a comment. I'm not worried about what Lynn Wood says. If you haven't learned by now, y'all, I take a little bit from everyone, okay? No one knows everything. No matter how high up they are, no matter how plugged in they are, Trump doesn't even know everything. I take a little bit from Trump, a little bit from Wood, a little bit from whatever. And what I don't agree with, I have the creative thought to disagree, even with top patriots. You cannot get into a mode where you become, when you stop being a sheep of one group to be a sheep of another. The idea here is to not be a sheep at all. Where you can disagree with anyone. You disagree with me. There's a lot of people in my group, you know, on Telegram who don't believe everything I say. And that's fine. Because you're not a robot. You're not a sheep. So, Lynn Wood and Michael Flynn, on this one, I don't agree with them. I don't care how much, you know, how high up they are. I believe this is Trump's network. And we're going to find out, you know, on Sunday. He won't say it's his, I don't think, because I think it'll be a conflict of interest to return to the White House, but I think he'll say that he's joining that network. So Ashley Babbitt is back in the news again. Now, I believe personally that they were all actors. It's just me. But it's in the news again. Here's a report in the Gateway Pundit. Report, Ashley Babbitt shooter is a member of Mike Pence's security detail. Officer still not named after nearly 6 months. Also, actually, his name was just named last week, or actually days ago. And I seen another video where they actually point this guy out. He's on the chamber floors of Congress that day. Same guy. He's the chief of security. Oh my God, I can't remember his exact title. The Congress or whatever, some of that effect. So he's not like a small guy. They know who he is. It says, Ashley Babbitt was basically shot by, you know, I'm going along with the narrative here because I don't believe that she was really shot. I believe that she was acting. I believe that the guy that pulled the trigger didn't have any real bullets in his gun. That's just me. Because I think outside of the box, I disagree with everybody out there who believes that she was real and she was killed. Disagree. But her husband, I don't care. They threw her body in the freaking ocean. What does that make sense to you? They didn't have a real funeral. There's no gravesite you can go to where her body is at. They literally threw her in the ocean to honor her. That sounds like a great story for covering up why she ain't here today. Why we can't find a video of a funeral or see a gravesite with her body there. And the actress probably cut her hair off now and probably went bald or cut it short or whatever, change the color and all kinds of stuff. You could do all kinds of stuff and look different. So now we're sitting up here and. Where it's just now coming out that this guy who so-called shot him was a member of Mike Pence's security details. And why did it take this long for it to come even to this reality? Who is protecting Mike Pence? See, the deep state, you know, see, before now, you know, maybe months ago, maybe weeks ago, I was on the fence about Pence. I didn't know if he was acting or not. But after seeing that this guy was on Mike Pence's security detail, his personal details as VP, when he was VP, then now I'm like, you know what? And it took this long for even this much to come out about it, which tells me that Pence was deep state all the way. He wasn't acting. I retract every statement that was made about Mike Pence being an actor. He wasn't acting, y'all. This guy was deep state. There's no way in the world you have this much evidence against a guy and you hold it back until this time. Now, the question is, how come no one knows this guy's name? They do. How come his security detail is involved with the shooting, so-called shooting, of Ashley Babbitt? So was Mike Pence in on the plot? Now, I've seen another report that I didn't save for this piece. I didn't have time to do it. But now Pelosi is being questioned. Excuse me. She's been questioned, and they're thinking about giving her an indictment or rather a subpoena, not that, a subpoena to appear for Congress and testify about her involvement in the January 6th thing. See now, because see, it was the chief of security for the Capitol, who was also the chief of security, one of them for the Congress, right? The building and everything. Like, you know, when they have sessions, whatever in the Capitol, he's the chief guy there. He was also Mike Pence's security detail personally. Why is a guy this high up involved with a false flag with actors? Now we know that the other guys were actors. We know that, you know, the EMTs the other cops in the hallway were actors. The people who were in that hallway in the stairway, well, all actors. This we know already, right? The question is this: why is it coming out 6 months later? Because somebody is covering this up. Somebody is hiding the information. Somebody is trying to keep this from getting out, because now it exposes that, well, wait a minute here, what was real and what wasn't real. Were there guns that day? Where's the armed part of this story? Armed insurrectionists. Where's the armed part of the story at? Where? And to this day, you still hear folks talking about it was an armed insurrection. Really? And we can't find one gun? Now, that's back up to BLM and Antifa last summertime. They had guns. We have videos of that. They killed 48 people in the streets. 48. It caused $2.1 billion in damage in 3 months. All the rioting they were doing. Nobody called them armed insurrectionists. But yet, these people could go into the Capitol building and walk around. It's an armed insurrection. Really? Does your brain work? What did your eyes see? Did your eyes see guns? Did your eyes see, you know, people get killed and shot? Except for the cop that shot, you know, Babbitt? This is getting out of hand, y'all. So, they're trapped there. And this is going to be a problem for them later on. Here's a piece, a short headline here. And part of the reason why they're trying to start these false flags now and distractions. This is from breaking911.com. 14 missing children, 17 adults found in Kansas and Missouri. A recent operation resulted in the rescue of 31 human victims of human trafficking for sexual exploitation, right? Of the total, 14 were missing children, with the youngest being 4 years old. Wow. And 17 were adults. Now, just because they were adults doesn't mean that they were captured as adults. They could have been kids that were 15, 16 years old that they just kept, and then they ended up being adults later at over time. So what this really should read is they found 31 kids who were trafficked, who were stolen. This happened like what? When this happened? June 30th. This happened on, Tuesday? So, this is going on all over the world, y'all. This is going on all over the U.S. Here's another one, too. California man convicted of sex crimes with children got 280 years to life. Guy in California. What's his name? I don't want to give him any fame. This guy is charged with 36 misdemeanors. Okay. He videotaped about 35 victims. And of course, there's more that he didn't. So we're seeing people go down in his bus, and you're wondering if it's tied to Ghislaine Maxwell. You're wondering, because they're finding these trolls of kids everywhere. Everywhere. Here's a piece, in the DailyMail.co. It says, judge rules to unseal dozens of documents about Ghislaine Maxwell's personal affairs, including those that reveal her and Jeffrey Epstein's relationship with the Clintons. So now we see what's happening here. The crimes against humanity are coming together at the same time as the election fraud, at the same time as the pandemic being unnecessary and probably engineered. We're seeing all of these things happen at the same time. I'm not gonna read the story because I'm getting on top here. But in the piece here, they are making the connection between Ghislaine Maxwell's personal affairs, the royal family, not just Prince Andrew's, the royal family, all of her contacts with people in those, and guess what? When you start following breadcrumbs, you lead to other breadcrumbs that lead to eventually the bread. Or, if the bread isn't eaten yet, in this analogy, but in this analogy, the bread is uneaten, okay? So, you follow the money, you follow the connections, and you nab them all. But now they're saying the Clinton organization. She was tied to the organization. Which one is it? The Clinton Global Initiative? Wasn't that her charity? And how was she getting kids from Haiti? Through her charities, right? I know it was through many charities that she had. So they're trying to trace this back down to the Clintons. Why? Because the Clintons are tied to everyone else. So now they're trying to block this from happening. And it failed. And the judge, I'm surprised she's still alive. The judge says, no, we're gonna release this thing, unseal it, and make it, basically unsealing it means to make it public so we can all see what's going on here. They're afraid, y'all. They are afraid because we're nabbing these people. We're nabbing these people left and right. You don't hear on the news the stuff that I'm reading to you. I can read articles after articles after articles just in the last month of them arresting, finding troves of kids, 30 over here, 20 over there, 100 over there, finding troves of kids. Some dead, a lot of them dead now. That they just found, this massive grave site by the hundreds at a Catholic, school or something like that, or charity or church in Canada. And all of a sudden, the church burned down the next day. What happened there? They found two schools in Canada, Catholic schools in Canada, where they found mass burial sites for children beneath it or around it somewhere. And ironically, both of those places burned down. What? This is deep, y'all. Trump is busting up their crime syndication. And you think nothing is going on. So much is going on. It's not being reported. But he is winning, y'all. He's winning. And for him, for anyone out there who believe that Trump, is a deep state. And when he gets power again, he's going to flip and be changed. Okay, I hope that's not true, that he's going to flip and change, because power can't corrupt you. But I don't believe that he is. There's no way that you would try to ruin the very syndicate, the very agenda and the plans of the globalists and be one. He literally set them back years. So now we're seeing that all these things are coming together at one time. And I believe that you know, they're trying to just distract us. I've always believed the story with Trump CFO was a dud. I knew it was going nowhere. It was political. He knew that. That's why he just walked into the building. That's why he didn't let anybody come there. Notice how they didn't raid him? They raided Manafort in the middle of the night. They raided Flynn in the middle of the night. They raided Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos. They raided, you know, all these guys in the middle of the night. Paul Manafort. Rudy, but even though it wasn't a real raid with guns drawn, but they still raided him. They gave Weiselberg, whatever his name is, a 24-hour head start. And then he turned himself in the next day. Because they never wanted to arrest him. They just wanted the story. And Trump hijacked the story. We're going to see things move real fast here, y'all. Trump's site is up, is active. And we want to see the flow of intel coming in soon. When that happens, y'all, this thing moves real fast downhill for the deep state. Buckle up. We're on the verge of some great things to look at soon. The show just got good. I'll see you tomorrow.